This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes all of our truck drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Facebook page, Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, all the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge again. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there was an interesting article that appeared in the Epoch Times, and the title of it is Analysis of Ballot Images in Georgia County Shows Provable Fraud in Audit. And this is coming from an election integrity group who will tell you about who they are in a minute. But a group seeking to ensure that elections are run fairly said this week that an in-depth analysis of mail-in ballot images obtained through a court order shows that the hand count audit in Fulton County, Georgia last year was riddled with massive errors in provable fraud. Are you surprised?
Not in one little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, the analysis turned up at least 36 batches of mail-in ballots containing 4,255 votes that were added redundantly to the audit results, according to the Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia, known as Voter Georgia. Nearly 3,400 were for Democrat Joe Biden. Now, the team examining the ballots also found 7 audit tally sheets they believe were falsified to contain fabricated vote totals. In one example, the group said, a batch containing 59 ballot images for Biden and 42 for former President Donald Trump was reported as 100 for Biden and 0 for Trump. Again, that comes from the Epoch Times.
Well, again, the more and more that we find out about this, Captain, the more disturbing it is. And we see how powerful the narrative really, truly has been since day one of the election and the aftermath of it. So, somehow, just suggesting that there was some kind of fraud or that this should be looked at more carefully,
yeah.
You said that you're wearing a tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
And that's how difficult it is to change the narrative, even in the face of actual vote totals and audits.
Yeah.
You're not going to find the mainstream media saying, oh, wait a minute, we need to report this.
Well, the truth will come out. The Democrats will be exposed. They went too far as usual. And we can only hope that people will be held accountable and pay the price for their corruption. But here's the deal, Kyle. Everything I've told you, nothing can be done about. I mean, it does not change the results.
No, it doesn't change the results.
And that's where we need to change the law.
Well, that's right, to make it harder to cheat, to be able to try to pull this kind of stuff off. But what it will do, as you said, Captain, Democrats have gone too far. And so that's going to make a lot of voters very, very upset. And it's going to work against the Democrats for certain in this next go-round for the midterm elections.
And they found some of this in much larger detail in Arizona. And the Democrats are scrambling over there in Arizona. They said, well, we're going to have our own investigation and find out what's going on, because this can't be. The Republicans must have screwed something up. They're doing this on purpose, or whatever the excuse. But let me tell you something. The Democrats have been caught with their hands in a cookie jar.
Well, yes, and by the same token, though, when they get their hands caught in the cookie jar, to them it's just another day at the office.
Yeah, because who's going to prosecute them?
Well, that and
the Democratic Attorney General.
Right. Well, then they'll also come out and say, well, we'll have our own investigation. And in other words, it's like they do this 365 days a year. And they realize that, you know, they'll go out and try to counterpunch with the counter-narrative or try to poke holes in it as best
yeah.
they can. But because they know it's never going to, at least yeah. they think they're invincible.
And then briefly, before we have to go to break here, I wonder what happened over the weekend with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo having to testify in front of give a deposition in front of the Attorney General of the state of New York and representatives from the New York City Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Wonder how that went.
Well, I want to be a fly on the wall
in
the
sexual assault case.
Well, that's right. That's right. And you remember how this was looking like it was going to start hitting a critical mass, and then suddenly he went to ground and everything kind of settled down? Well, get ready. Fasten your seatbelts, folks.
Something is in the works. We just don't know what the works is.
Right.
And there's too many women that have charged him, accused him of whatever, and I don't know. I don't know. This could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. But again, it depends on what a Democratic legislature wants to do about it.
Well, that's very true. But at the same time, as I was saying, that critical mass, when this starts really starting to the chain reaction begins, it may be something that even the Democrat legislature can't stop, because so much more information will be coming out.
Well, it's going to take more than just the Democrats. They can stop it, but it's a very close divide up there. So who knows? There might be some Democrats that might go over with the Republicans on this one, and you might not have a Governor Andrew Cuomo. Just saying. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back. And guess who's going to be over at the convention center today? This guy.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, he's going to be over there broadcasting his show today. Make sure you stop by and say hi to Mike. I'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are. Frank Salvato will be around in hour number four, and that 2 million number reflects the online listeners plus the terrestrial radio listeners, and some nights it's more than that. Just all depends on what's going on, because after all, we are the home of tomorrow's news tonight, and we get a lot of breaking news that comes through on our watch, so we make sure we get it out there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com, and again, it's not just about the pillows, it's about everything that Mike Lindell has there, and Mike Lindell is now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. Now, I happen to have one, I just ordered another one. Now, this set is made with USA cotton. That's right, made in the U.S. of A. with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99, but for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99. You save $70 with the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code CAPTAIN. Now, remember, all of the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Now, you'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products there as well. Don't forget, it is MyPillow.com is where you go, MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got one of our favorite question askers on the telephone here right now. Let's go over there. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Heard talking earlier about the election stuff that they found out about in Arizona, I guess, and then up in Atlanta,
and
too.
And Georgia, yep, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Atlanta, too.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's fine, we caught them or whatever. Even if we catch them or prove them, maybe we can punish the people that did it or not. But the main thing, I think, is to prevent it from happening in the future.
Right.
And that's not just for the presidential or maybe the congressional or senatorial races, but a lot of that's also for the local races. A lot of that stuff can creep into just local races too.
That's correct.
So that's what I think the main thing. And what do you think that we can do about that? What's the main thing that we can do?
Well, okay, we'll answer that question. Thank you very much. We got to change the laws, Kyle. We've got to go back in there, and we've got to change the laws that are allowing people to do this.
Well, of course, and this is why you're having such a major pushback by Democrats and many in the media as well that continue to frame this thing as a voting rights issue, voter suppression, trying to suppress votes. Then they go out to the street and you interview people on the street, and then find people that will simply say the Republicans are trying to keep people from voting. This kind of thing. It's not about voting rights. People have the right to vote. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure that when people go and vote, that their vote is counted, that they legitimately have a voice, and that somebody can't come in and skew the votes some other direction by fraud. And that's something we should all agree on. Unfortunately, Captain, it goes against the agenda of the far left, and that's why they have followers that will go out and say stuff like that.
Well, let's see how many people want to agree with Senator Lindsey Graham that are in the Senate, because Lindsey on Sunday said that he would leave town to deny a voting quorum on a Democratic-led $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill that would be a green light to a tax-and-spend dream of the socialist left. Now, that's what he said. And he said that in a fiery renunciation of the Joe Biden's social spending plan. Graham also said he would do what the Texas Democrats did to avoid a vote on a controversial new law, just simply skip out of town. Well, if they get enough Republicans to do that, how are they going to pass it? Because you know all the Democrats aren't going to vote for it.
Right. Well, again, I guess it's what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You're right. He told Maria Bartiromo,
Bartiromo.
Yeah, he said, yeah, he would leave. He would use everything he said, quote, lawfully in my toolbox to prevent rampant inflation, unquote. And so, the Texas Democrats are setting a very, very bad precedent, that's for sure. But of course, Lindsey Graham will be vilified and criticized for, you know, saying that he would actually leave town to not let the Democrats pass with this wonderful infrastructure, et cetera, stuff for the American people.
And then you had Senator Bill Cassidy, the Republican from Louisiana, who's been kind of on the out list, if you will, of Donald Trump, because he says he called him a rhino last week and all that. He says that he blasted Schumer and the White House for rushing towards a vote on an infrastructure bill that hasn't even been written yet.
Yeah, well, you know, but they got to vote for it.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, they got to vote for it so they can find out what's
going on. Yeah, you're talking about Nancy Pelosi?
That's right. Yeah, well, again, this is just the way this is going. This is their mentality. They honestly believe that they are going to push these kinds of things through. They don't care what's going to be in the bill. They want the spending going. And most Americans, Captain, while they support actual infrastructure, they don't support rampant spending to the point where it's just going into the stratosphere, and that means more inflation.
Did you hear what Alan Dershowitz said yesterday?
What was that?
He was talking about Justice Breyer, who's talking about retiring, at least the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. AOC and her ilk are trying to get him to step down this year so Biden can stick somebody in there right now. Well, Justice Breyer is saying that he will retire sometime next year. Okay, that's next year as in 2022, which is the midterms, which could change the whole facet on who might get in, whether or not it would be a Republican or a Democrat if the House flips and the Senate flips, correct?
Well, right, yeah, who would be confirmed, exactly. How would you go through that?
So that's where they're at right now with that, and of course, AOC is coming totally unglued. But then again, AOC, of course, was ripped once again as a communist sympathizer after her latest Cuban remarks.
That's exactly right, and as well she should be. She should be taken to task for these kinds of things. But especially regarding the Supreme Court, you know, the Supreme Court, I think whether they were appointed by a Democrat or Republican president, I don't think the Supreme Court likes very much these Democrats interfering into a co-equal branch of government for their own political desires. I think they take that very seriously, and the Democrats need to tread pretty lightly, because, again, of how this looks, for sure.
Now, we had something happen in your state yesterday with a couple of members of Congress. The battle cry was, "We will not be silenced," after three California venues had canceled a joint rally planned by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz and Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. The conservative lawmakers staged a protest then in front of the courthouse.
That's right. They eventually wound up, I think, in front of a city hall here in California after they had two or three different places, I think three different places that canceled on them. So they wound up basically in Riverside, California, they had several supporters there, I think about 100 around them there, if I recall correctly. But it's unfortunate, Captain, the way this story was covered locally, at the very least, was that, well, you had a few supporters there, and they talked to them for a little bit, but they kind of tried to frame it as a bunch of tinfoil hat Trump supporter people, this kind of thing. And unfortunately, the message, I think, that Gaetz and Greene were trying to get out got pretty drowned out. And, of course, they talked about some of the issues that Gaetz has been having of late, this kind of thing. So it didn't really pan out too well, I think, in the end.
Now, I want you to know that our friends at OPEC are meeting to agree to an oil supply boost as prices rise. But there's just one little problem with that.
What's that?
Oil is up, right?
Yeah.
They want to boost production, right?
Yep.
They're going to make more money, so how's that helping us?
Right, no kidding.
I mean, am I the only one that noticed that?
No. It's interesting to me because as we see gas prices literally skyrocketing, I see so many more people on the road. And a lot of people going everywhere. There's traffic everywhere, it seems. But there's got to be an end to it, Captain. And I think part of it is, yes, gas prices are higher, but we don't hear a daily drumbeat in the regular news cycle of how long can this go? This is too much. It's going to break. They're hearing kind of the opposite. The economy's strong.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's getting weaker, though.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we are kind of moving down the proverbial slope in the wrong direction here. And, of course, if I was an Arab, I'd want to sell more oil at $71 a barrel, $73 a barrel. I'd want to do it. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package as a group of senators try to produce a bill that can be brought to the floor of the Senate this week. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying on CNN's State of the Union Sunday that a provision to fund an expansion of the Internal Revenue Service for greater enforcement of tax laws was removed from the bill as part of those negotiations.
One reason it's not part of the proposal is that we did have pushback. Another reason is that we found out that the Democrats were going to put a proposal into the reconciliation package, which was not just similar to the one we had, but with a lot more IRS enforcement. So that created quite a problem because the general agreement is that this is the bipartisan negotiated infrastructure package and that we will stick with that. And President Biden, to his credit, said that we will not be renegotiating these items in the reconciliation package.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GC.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, don't forget you can catch Brooke tomorrow morning, hour number 4 of the program at the bottom of the hour. And she'll be with us, and we'll be lighting up the airways with her energy and all the different things that she brings to bear. Now, this part of the program is brought to you, of course, by Geico Insurance. Find them online at geico.com. That's GEICO.com. And remember, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and it'll ask you, it'll prompt you for what can we do to help you. Obviously, you're going to want to get an insurance quote to see if you can save money on the car or the truck you're driving, which is probably a no-brainer. But where you're really going to save the money, folks, is if you add your house, your apartment, or your condo into the mix, because Geico can help you save money on things like the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV you've got. And if you bundle in your homeowners, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance policy, you will save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. That's how you do it. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we talked about AOC a minute ago, but how about an official with the Virginia Parent Teacher Association who made headlines last week after she seemingly wished death upon opponents of critical race theory. She's now been forced to resign from her position. How about that one?
Well, at the very
surprise, least. Surprise,
surprise. Yeah, at the very least. Honestly, Captain, again, the division that is being foisted upon people, unfortunately, is having these kinds of effects. You're going to call for death for people who disagree with your critical race theory ideology. People looking for civil war. This is crazy time.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, here's something else that's crazy. Chicago and the police department and the mayor's office have decided to swap police officers for mental health professionals on many calls, which the police union say is a huge mistake and just a situation that's going to go south quickly.
Most unfortunately, that is very correct. And again, this is based on the idea of virtue signaling, of trying to be more woke than the next person, or trying to be, trendy, in this regard. But certainly, Captain, the idea that somehow you're going to stop things by people with clipboards, is in a violent situation and not having the actual police there who are trained to deal with these kinds of things, is going to be a disaster.
Now, the Biden administration is being very firm against Cuban asylum seekers, ignoring them. As our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, a double standard exists welcoming immigrants in from Mexico and those from Cuba.
Well, certainly. And anybody could see that. And Governor DeSantis is very right to point it out. Everybody knows that the Biden administration is happy to have any kind of destabilizing effect from uncontrolled illegal immigration. But when it comes to Cuba, it's a double-pronged problem for them. Number one, they have to be critical of a communist regime, basically. And then number two, they understand that historically, Cuban immigrants have been decidedly conservative or decidedly leading towards the Republican side of American politics. And I don't think the Biden administration wants anything to do with that.
Now, New York State's got another problem right now. Their positive infection rate for Saturday was 1.51%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but they're panicking over it because 2 weeks earlier it was 0.63%. So it's more than doubled in 2 weeks, according to the governor's office. And they also had two people die of COVID on Saturday.
Very true. And we're seeing this COVID rates in Southern California as well. That's why L.A. County went to a mask mandate for indoors, regardless of vaccination status. And a lot of this has to do with the Delta variant, and I think a lot of this has to do with people who have not been vaccinated. They are getting sick or getting testing positive as well, and that's where these numbers are coming from. But at the same time, though, Captain, it begs the question why we're not seeing greater vaccination numbers. As much as we are, we need to be seeing more.
Now, not only is the nation's largest city poised to elect its second African-American mayor, meaning New York, and the first African-American district attorney, New York City's new Black Power surge has already made the inroads in the state government and may soon shake up the halls of Congress. What do you think?
Well, again, it used to be that in the very recent past that people would run for office, and sometimes they were black, and sometimes they were white, and sometimes they were of different ethnicity, and so forth. And people would listen to what they said, and they'd vote for them if they liked what they talked about, if they shared their values. But unfortunately, we've seen now again this constant drawing down on what color is somebody's skin. You can have a situation, and if somebody can deal with a particular situation like crime in New York City, well, I don't think anybody cares what they look like. I mean, this is ridiculous nonsense that the left is stirring up in order to try to create chaos.
Now, activists, journalists, and politicians around the world have been spied on using cell phone malware developed by a private Israeli firm. Reports said that a program called Pegasus, developed by Israel's NSO group, has ignited fears of widespread privacy and rights abuses. And it was reported by the Washington Post, The Guardian, and Le Monde, and other news outlets who collaborated on an investigation into the data leak.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. We'll find out more about it, but of course we're not no stranger in this country to journalists being either watched or spied on by certain elements.
Not just journalists.
Yeah, that's right, but elements of the American government, shall we say, under certain administrations. Yep.
And how about billionaire American businessman Jeff Bezos, who tomorrow is going to take a little ride along with three crewmates on a rocket ship to go to outer space?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's got to be exciting. There's no doubt about that. But also what it does, Captain, again, it begins to point up, I think, a lot of curiosity and enthusiasm that people have, again, about going into space. For the kinds of benefits that we might find doing that, especially you go back some 50 years when the Apollo missions were still going, there was always talk of the United States hopefully never becoming quote unquote the Portugal of outer space, and that is to sort of start the exploration but never really be able to follow through on the real grand explorations as it was historically with Portugal hundreds of years ago.
And then finally, we got a message here, a direct message sent to us here just a couple minutes ago from Quint, who says he's in Japan. He says, "Hey, Captain, I'm here in Japan reporting on the Olympics. Did you hear about the COVID popping up at the Olympic Village? And you checked on that, and what did you find out?"
Well, since July 1st, Captain, some 55 people connected with the Olympics, including officials, also contractors, they've tested positive since July 1st. Also, of course, there was an American tennis player, Coco Gauff. She announced on social media that she's tested positive for COVID-19. She's 17 years old and now has to withdraw from the game. So, and we're hearing, Captain, that athletes seem to be getting COVID or testing positive after they've arrived in Japan, which is very disconcerting.
Yeah, and Mike over in Clearwater, a different Mike, is telling us that he remembers the Who concert. His wife was one of the people that got trampled over there.
Wow. I do remember that was 79, and they were doing festival seating, if I recall correctly. In other words, you didn't have a tickets for assigned seats. And so when they opened the doors and the people moved forward to try to run to get the best seats and so forth that they could, that's when those tramplings occurred. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Yeah, I guess 11 people were killed. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on Captain's America Third Watch. And the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is going to be lined right up for you. And we're going to have Kathy give you... take us to break here. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Trucker's Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna Fiducia, and don't forget when you see the big old star coaches out there, the big old Prevost coaches, we call them stage coaches, hauling the talented ones, the rock and roll groups and the country western singers, that would be none other than Don Newen's company. So there you go. Now, all that being said, this here is the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there and make sure that you get a little bit of their love when you get a free cup of coffee just by telling them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And make sure you become a member of the Drivers Club, okay? Become a member of the Drivers Club and get the free points that you're going to get for buying fuel, for buying food, and for buying supplies in the store. In the meantime, it's a foreigner night, so here we go.
Thank you.
can play that for the other 3 minutes that are left in the song, but Kyle, I can't do it. We got to get to the weather, but boy, is that a goodie.
Yeah, that's cool. That's from their debut album, it was actually called Foreigner, back in 1977.
Yeah, and they were playing that little mini bow gear, little synthesizer.
Yeah, that is a cool synth sound that they have on there, absolutely.
Yep. I had one of those. I used to have a lot of fun with that. All right, let me read the weather statement and then turn Kyle loose. Multiple weather hazards are affecting the West, and these threats are likely to continue much of the week. Elevated and critical fire weather conditions and isolated dry thunderstorms are going to be widespread, basically from California to Montana. Plenty of really dry, dry brush out there. For God's sakes, be careful with the cigarettes and the matches. Speaking of Montana, excessive heat will persist through mid to late week. And finally, in the Four Corners region, there's some monsoonal heavy rainfall going to be possible this week. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. Up in Montana, we do have several fire weather warnings, also excessive heat in pretty much the entire eastern part of the state, including Billings, Montana. Over near Butte and Missoula, we've also got those fire weather warnings going on. Missoula, Montana, looking like it's going to be in the 90s, looks for the next few days. And you're also right, Captain. You've got the possible dry lightning strikes throughout the West, especially in areas of California and the Southwest as well, where that can spark more wildfires. And by the way, just south of Lake Tahoe, more evacuations have been ordered in what's called the Tamarack Fire, now burning some 18,000 acres, started many days ago, but now has exploded into a much larger fire, again, including evacuations now. Southern Idaho, also fire weather warnings there. Most of the western part of Wyoming with the fire weather watch. We've again got more fires, or the same fires, I should say, burning up in Northern California, Southern Oregon, and out in Southern California, if you're in the Ridgecrest area along 395, you may encounter some of those thunderstorms from the monsoonal moisture. Also be careful of that if you're in the Tucson area, also in western New Mexico as well. Be very careful because you could still encounter some isolated thunderstorms.
Well, we're going to start out in Texas, right around Wichita Falls. You got some flooding there. It's left over from all the rain they've had in the last week and 10 days or so. And then that flooding in Wichita Falls goes up into central and southwestern Oklahoma as well, just over the Texas line coming up I-35. So be advised there. If you get off on one of the side roads, all the ponds are up and the streams are up and the lakes are up. So be advised of that. And then it's looking pretty good until you get across, let's see here, over into Tennessee. Now, in Tennessee tonight, we've got an area in the central part of Tennessee. It would be just north of Alabama's northwestern corner where you've got a flood warning right now and flood watches up and flooding going on in about a 40 or 50 mile area. Area right there just over the border in Tennessee in the central part, a little bit south and west of Nashville. So that's what's going on there. Now, also taking a look over further to the east, you've got a little bit of unsettled weather conditions, it looks like, for New England today, where we could have some thunderstorms developing. The same thing applies for down through the middle Atlantic, pretty much along the I-95 corridor. And then, of course, as you well know, down here in Florida, the afternoon thunderstorm pattern has picked up with the ocean breeze blowing from west to east, and or from east to west, rather, and meeting with the Gulf breeze coming in, and then, boom, you wind up with thunderstorms, wherever that line may happen to be. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. Now, there's a lot of things transpiring today, and we're going to talk about one of them right now with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
The communist craze is all the game with the 1619 Project creator claiming Cuba's dictatorship could serve as a model for other countries. Really?
Where in the world could we possibly go with that one, huh?
Well, anywhere you want to go, but it won't be to communism.
Well, look, we have fought wars over communism. So it defies any kind of logic that we are allowing, which they're calling ideology now. That seems to be the way to minimize the scandalous condition of having Marxist and communist advocates within our ranks. So the question becomes, what are we going to do about it? You know, we went through the McCarthy era when it came to, you know, trying to deal with this. So it's here. It's provable. So the question is, what are we supposed to do? Why isn't there any kind of legislation out there dealing with, you know, avowed communists and Marxists in our ranks? It's really unbelievable to me.
Well, Nicole Hannah Jones, that's the name of the woman, the 1619 Project creator, claims that opposition to the 1619 Project is not about accurate rendering of history.
Okay. You know, and this is a woman that was trying to get tenure where mm-hmm. At the University of North Carolina, was it?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I need help on this one because it defies any kind of logic to me. I don't get it. I miss the memo.
They're trying to rewrite history that's already been established, and here comes the music, so hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon, and boy, I'll tell you what, there is no shortage of news tonight at all, period. Anywhere you want to look, there's plenty of it. And when we come back, we're going to get right into it. Guarantee you. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back. And we're going to have little old Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.